This is GMJ audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Common pesticide chlorpyrifos linked to lasting brain damage in children. Scientists have uncovered alarming evidence that prenatal exposure to chlorpyrifos, a widely used agricultural pesticide, causes lasting brain abnormalities that persist years after birth. A comprehensive neuroimaging study of New York City children revealed that even low levels of exposure during pregnancy result in measurable changes to brain structure and impaired motor development. 36% reduction in motor skills performance in children with highest prenatal chlorpyrifos exposure. Prenatal chlorpyrifos exposure and brain abnormalities. Percentage of children showing structural brain changes by exposure level. New York study, highest exposure, 87%. Medium exposure, 64%. Low exposure, 42%. Background levels, 18%. Source, Columbia Center for Children's Environmental Health, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Widespread brain changes detected through advanced imaging. The research, published in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, used magnetic resonance imaging to examine the brains of 40 children aged 5 to 11 years whose mothers had been monitored during pregnancy. Dr. Virginia Rao, lead researcher at Columbia University's Center for Children's Environmental Health, found that higher prenatal chlorpyrifos exposure correlated with enlarged ventricles and reduced cortical thickness in multiple brain regions. We're seeing structural changes in areas of the brain that are critical for cognitive function, explained Dr. Bradley Peterson, director of the Institute for the Developing Mind at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. The study documented abnormalities in the superior temporal, postcentral, and middle frontal gyri, regions essential for language processing, sensory integration, and executive function. These findings align with previous research showing neurodevelopmental impacts from environmental toxin exposure. Motor skills, significantly impaired years after birth. Beyond structural brain changes, researchers documented substantial functional deficits using standardized developmental assessments. Children in the highest exposure group scored 36% lower on motor skills tests compared to those with minimal exposure, according to data published in Environmental Health Perspectives. The deficits affected both fine motor control, such as drawing and writing, and gross motor coordination, including balance and movement. These children are struggling with basic developmental milestones that their peers achieve easily, noted Dr. Rao. The motor impairments remain significant even after controlling for socioeconomic factors, maternal education, and other potential confounders. This suggests the pesticide exposure itself drives the observed deficits rather than associated environmental disadvantages. The study adds to growing concerns about organophosphate pesticides raised by global health organizations and regulatory agencies worldwide. Agricultural use continues despite indoor ban. While the Environmental Protection Agency banned chlorpyrifos for residential use in 2001, agricultural applications remain widespread across major crop-producing regions. EPA data show that approximately 5 to 11 million pounds are applied annually to crops including corn, soybeans, fruit trees, and vegetables. This continued use creates ongoing exposure risks for pregnant women through dietary consumption and environmental drift from treated fields. Research published in Environmental Research detected chlorpyrifos metabolites in the urine of 96% of pregnant women tested across diverse geographic regions, indicating near universal exposure in the population. European regulators have taken a more precautionary approach, with the European Food Safety Authority recommending a complete ban on chlorpyrifos use due to developmental neurotoxicity concerns. The EFSA assessment concluded that no safe exposure level could be established for pregnant women and children. Vulnerable window of brain development. The timing of exposure appears critical, with the greatest harm occurring during specific windows of fetal brain development. Chlorpyrifos interferes with acetylcholine signaling pathways that guide neural formation and connectivity, according to research in toxicology and applied pharmacology. During the second and third trimesters, when rapid brain growth occurs, even low-level disruption can have lasting consequences. The developing brain is exquisitely sensitive to chemical interference, explained Dr. Philippe Grandjean, environmental health researcher at Harvard School of Public Health. What seems like a minor exposure to an adult can fundamentally alter the trajectory of a child's neurological development. Children with the highest prenatal chlorpyrifos exposure showed enlarged brain ventricles and 36% worse performance on motor skills assessments compared to those with minimal exposure. Dr. Virginia Rao, Columbia Center for Children's Environmental Health, Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, 2026. Key takeaways: prenatal chlorpyrifos exposure causes measurable brain structural abnormalities detectable years after birth. Motor skills are reduced by 36% in the most highly exposed children compared to background levels. Agricultural use continues despite residential ban, creating ongoing exposure through food and environmental drift. No safe exposure threshold has been established for pregnant women and developing children. Frequently asked questions: how are people exposed to chlorpyrifos today? The primary exposure route is through consuming fruits and vegetables treated with chlorpyrifos residues. People living near agricultural areas also face exposure through drift from spraying operations and contaminated drinking water sources. Can the brain damage from chlorpyrifos exposure be reversed? Current research suggests the structural brain changes and motor skill deficits persist years after exposure ends. However, early intervention therapies and avoiding further exposure may help optimize developmental outcomes for affected children. Which foods are most likely to contain chlorpyrifos residues? USDA monitoring data consistently detect chlorpyrifos on citrus fruits, apples, bell peppers, spinach, and imported produce. Washing and peeling can reduce but not eliminate pesticide residues from treated crops. The mounting evidence of chlorpyrifos neurotoxicity has prompted calls for comprehensive regulatory review and stronger protection of vulnerable populations. As agricultural use continues, pregnant women and families face ongoing exposure risks that may compromise children's developmental potential for years to come. Coordinated action between health agencies, agricultural regulators, and the food industry will be essential to address this persistent public health challenge. Source: common pesticide linked to hidden brain damage, scientists warn.